IBM did have a solution.
Okay, I'm all ears. What did they suggest?
Well, it wasn't like a magic solution or anything, but they did offer a pretty detailed plan. They called it a digital operating model, and it was a big change from how GSUSA was doing things back then. It involved changing processes, organizational structures, even how they handled their suppliers. And a really important part of this new model was a six-stage approach to digital projects. They called it the experience development process. The idea was to make projects more structured, more data-driven, instead of just trying things randomly and seeing what worked.
Okay, that definitely makes sense. More planning, less chaos. But how did this new model actually address those underlying problems we talked about, like the old technology and the possible disconnect between the IT folks and the leadership?
Well, one of the biggest changes was that they're really focused on defining roles and responsibilities clearly and having specific ways to measure success. IBM felt like a lot of the problems were happening because projects were starting without clear ownership or a way to track if they were working. And they also emphasized the importance of having strong project managers, you know, experienced developers and good communication between all the teams. Stuff that seems pretty basic, but it seems like it was missing at GSUSA at that time.
So it sounds like IBM was trying to make things more structured and make people more accountable, but did GSUSA actually use any of these recommendations? It just seems like a really huge change to make.
That's the big question, and these documents don't really give us a clear answer. And this is where things get really interesting. They suggested using, drumroll please, the Volunteer Systems 2.0 project.
Wait, really? The same project that they said was high risk because of those missing foundational pieces?
Yeah, that's the one. It seems like they thought this would be a good way to show how valuable their new approach was.
But isn't that a bit risky?
Yeah, it was definitely a bold move. And what's even crazier is that even though IBM gave them all these recommendations and warnings, it looks like GSUSA just went ahead and launched VS 2.0 without really addressing those foundational problems.
So what happened? Did the new operating model work? Did they manage to fix the plane while it was still flying?
Well, that's where our story ends. These documents don't tell us what actually happened in the end. Was the VS 2.0 project a success? We just don't know.
It's like getting to the end of a really good book, but the last chapter is missing.
But that's also what makes these deep dives so interesting. You know, we get to see this really important moment in an organization's history, and it just leaves us with more questions than answers.
I definitely left wondering, did anyone even listen to the IT staff?
Yeah.
Did they get the support they needed? And in the end, did GSUSA actually reach its digital transformation goals?
Yeah, those are all really good questions. And it's important to remember that digital transformation is a journey. It's not just a one-time fix. Even with the best plans and expert advice, there are going to be challenges and setbacks and things you just don't expect.
This has been a really, really eye-opening deep dive, uncovering all these complex tech and organizational challenges. It just shows that even these big, well-known brands with the best intentions can really struggle with change.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really highlights how important IT teams are when it comes to navigating these changes. They often know more than anyone else about the systems and processes that keep an organization running, but they might not always have the power to make the big decisions that shape its future.
So to all you listeners out there, if you're thinking about starting your own digital transformation, remember to listen to your IT people. They might just have the knowledge you need to avoid those painful migraines.
And remember, change is going to happen no matter what, but how you deal with it can make a big difference.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been quite a journey. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and hey, maybe even grab a box of Thin Mints while you're at it.